a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock. Today is Friday, October 4th, and this is Utah's Noon News. In for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. It's fair and 62 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Good speeds on all your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
Thank you, Ricky. Taking a look at Utah's top local story, Representative Ben McAdams is holding a town hall meeting right now in Midvale, where a lot of people are very curious to see if he supports the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Until today, McAdams has not publicly stated where he stands on the topic. We go live to the scene where we find KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul.
Simone, he only gave a brief statement about the topic of impeachment before he wanted to go back to focusing on what the town hall meeting was about, and that is senior issues and health care. He says in his public life, he has followed a deliberative path, and he's going to do that when it comes to the topic of impeachment, although he does say he has serious concerns about things President Trump has said.
The president's actions yesterday, as well as allegations that he has abused his power and harmed our national security for his own personal gain, are serious.
He says he wants both sides of the political aisle to dial down the political rhetoric in the meantime. He believes people want lawmakers to focus on other things like health care, and he doesn't want the topic of impeachment to, in his words, paralyze a Congress that's already low on results. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you very much, Paul. Senator Mitt Romney sent out a statement today critical of President Trump. Romney says, quote, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling, unquote. Romney also added, it's difficult to believe that the president's actions are anything other than politically motivated. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump continues to defend himself against the impeachment inquiry investigations. The president spoke outside the White House this morning saying that his administration is looking into corruption, not trying to get other countries to dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics.
The president is right now visiting with wounded soldiers at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Law enforcement officials in Washington, D.C. are asking Facebook not to move forward with plans to encrypt people's messages online. Attorney General William Barr says encryption gives criminals and child predators an easier avenue to get away with crimes.
Converting the internet and communication platforms into a free zone, a law-free zone, and thus giving criminals the means to operate free of any lawful scrutiny, will inevitably propel an expansion of criminal activity.
Barr says law enforcement needs a back door to track down suspects. Facebook says it's aware of the challenges, but it wants to protect its users' privacy. A Florida woman has been arrested for making a bunch of pipe bombs. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Her parents turned in Michelle Colt, who Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said made 24 pipe bombs and intended to hurt people.
Who knows the amount of harm that could have been done or how many lives could have been lost? Had these parents not found the courage to call the sheriff's office.
Cronister called what was found in Colts' bedroom astonishing, including the 24 pipe bombs and books about murder and mass killing. Colts was arrested at work, and the sheriff said she confessed to making the devices and planning to use them to hurt people. Her parents spoke of her mental illness. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Cases of the flu are starting to show up around the country, and we've just learned of the nation's first flu-related death this fall. It was a 90-year-old woman in New Mexico. ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton says it's time to get your flu shot.
There's a lot of controversy about timing. People are confused. The CDC recommends that people get their flu shot by the end of October. It does take about 2 weeks to get maximum protection from the influenza vaccine. But there is some theory that maybe the immunity tends to wane by the end of the season. But if you get it now, you will be protected by the peak, and it's better to get it than not get it at all.
Ashton says we need to remember that complications from the flu can be deadly, especially for the elderly, the very young, and those who have weakened immune systems. UDOT will be in Little Cottonwood Canyon starting Monday. They're going to repair damage from recent mudslides there, and that could impact people's drives up and down the canyons. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says this will be a major project.
And drivers should expect delays, according to the department. There's debris, rock, and mud still along the road, and culverts need to be replaced. Crews need to act fast because heavier traffic is on the horizon.
Ski season is just around the corner, and there are going to be thousands of recreationalists that are going to be accessing Little Cottonwood Canyon and wanting to get up and down.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says it'll be down to one lane Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 all the way through Thanksgiving. Drivers can expect 15-minute delays while crews are working. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, hundreds of thousands of people will be gathering in downtown Salt Lake City this weekend for the semi-annual general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And a look at your noontime drive.
A tow truck now on the scene of a crash being cleared northbound Wall Avenue at 20th Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 1206.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with Dave and Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Fall is a great time to think about food storage. There are so many wonderful fruits and vegetables to preserve. I want to tell you why I am a fan of the Harvest Right freeze dryer, because it makes food storage so much easier, and we're not just talking about things from your garden. You can preserve your homemade meals to use whenever you have a busy day and you don't have time to spend in the kitchen. Here's how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. You place the food on a pan, you put it in the freeze dryer, and it does all the hard work for you. All you have to do is put it in an airtight container and then reconstitute it in water whenever you want. If you've canned or bottled, you know exactly how much time that's going to save you. You can quickly build up a one-year supply of food with your own garden goodies, as well as your family's favorite meals. Plus, when you freeze dry, you are preserving all of the nutritional value of your food. Find out more by calling Harvest Right today at 800-378-5136 or learn more at harvestright.com. 800-378-5136, 800-378-5136.
Amanda, I hope we get the attention of people out there that are in the market for either buying a new home, selling a home, or maybe refinancing, because interest rates are at an incredible low.
And UCCU always provides the lowest rate possible on every loan, including mortgages and construction loans, and they'll even save you money on lower mortgage insurance rates.
UCCU was recently recognized as the number one mortgage provider in Utah Valley because UCCU makes buying a home such an easy and relaxing process.
And they'll make sure you either have more money to put into your house, like getting more bedrooms or a bigger garage or whatever, or more money to put back into your pocket so you save every single month.
Listen to this. In 2016, UCCU borrowers saved over $4.3 million in loan interest because their average loan interest is 0.58% lower than credit unions nationwide.
Look, buying a home can be stressful. Utah Community Credit Union understands that, but it doesn't have to be.
Visit UCCU at any of their 18 locations or online at uccu.com. You're going to love where you bank.
Well, good afternoon. One of the stories we are following on Utah's new news is that UDOT is going to be performing some construction work this weekend up the Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. They're preparing for winter. You should be aware of that if you are driving in the area. And do stay with us. The Utah Jazz named a new president today. We'll have more on that story. Rocky Mountain Power has released a new plan to create more green energy and use less coal. The move comes as Pacific Corp, their parent company, has announced plans to do away with 80% of their coal units in roughly the next 20 years. Here in Utah, they plan on adding 3,000 megawatts of new solar power in that same time span. And to make this all possible, the plan calls for a 400-mile transmission line to be constructed connecting southwestern Wyoming and northern Utah to make delivery of renewable energy resources more affordable. It is possible that more temples will be announced this weekend during the semi-annual general conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Every 6 months, it seems a few more are announced. And last month, the new Haiti temple was dedicated by Elder David A. Bendar.
It is a place of supernal peace, which then prepares you to go back into the world and be stronger and more purposeful than perhaps we were before.
I apologize. It's Elder David A. Bednar. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards traveled to Haiti for the temple dedication, and you can hear her special report this Sunday at 1 p.m. in between sessions right here on KSL News Radio. Extra tracks service will be running this weekend for General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Sessions begin tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Conference Center downtown. Thousands of people are expected to attend. If you are going, only umbrellas, clear water containers, and small purses will be allowed inside the conference center. And they will no longer store anything larger for people. You can hear the four general sessions live here on KSL News Radio. Well, the Utah Jazz named a new president today. Jim Olson will take over the job from Steve Starks, who was earlier promoted to be the CEO of the Larry H. Miller Group. Olson has been with the Jazz organization since 1994. He sent out a statement saying it is an honor to represent the Miller family and the Utah Jazz in this role. And he says, I am incredibly excited to get started. And I think we are too. Looking at our local college football teams, BYU and Utah have bye weeks and will resume play next week. Tomorrow, the Utah State Aggies travel to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to face the fifth-ranked LSU Tigers. That game starts at 10 a.m. Weber State plays at the University of Idaho at 3 p.m. Dixie State plays Black Hills State, and Southern Utah plays Portland State. KSL's traffic and weather together brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever, and Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a great drive on the Valley freeways for your Friday noontime drive, but in Ogden, we still have the cleanup of a crash northbound Wall Avenue, 20th Street. It's been blocking northbound lanes of traffic. Also, a crash in the West Bountiful area of Davis County, 500 South, 1100 West. Experience the culture of caring at 5 Wentworth communities along the Wasatch Front. Call today and get a rate freeze until 2021 and a $1,500 discount on your first month's rent. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A few showers possible this afternoon, 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, fair and 62 degrees in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, we'll tell you who the richest person in the country is right now, and we'll explain exactly what Taco Day means. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, weather, and BYU Cougar Station.
Every day, 20 veterans take their own lives. That's 7,300 service members a year, more than were killed in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom combined. Casualties of a private war, these men and women survive the horrors of the battlefield, only to succumb to the hidden enemy locked within their minds. On this episode of Upholding Valor, we'll journey into the world of darkness that drove Iraq War veteran Tammy Joy Lane and Vietnam-era veteran Alan Morris to take their own lives. We'll hear of not only how they survived, but discovered that even amongst the bleakest of times, there's always a glimmer of hope.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
My son asks, how come water is so powerful that it can create the Grand Canyon, and when it freezes, breaks pipes, but it can't make hair go down the drain? Oh, how do kids get so smart? Son, it takes millions of years to make canyons, and hair accumulates in the drain in just months. We find so much hair in drains at Whipple Service Champions that it's surprising we still have any hair left on our heads. Drainage systems, when installed properly, are self-scouring and seldom plug up. Roots don't get into properly installed pipes. Hair should get trapped on the drain cover and picked up. At Whipple Service Champions, we not only clear plug drains, we also fix what's causing the problem. This month, call for our $55 mainline drain cleaning special, which includes a free in-pipe camera inspection. Call Whipple Service Champions, any drain cleared, just $55. Call 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
And Dad, my son asks, where does the mail come from? The milkman.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
KSL News Time, 12:15. And the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Representative Ben McAdams calls on both political sides to dial down the political rhetoric about impeachment. He says he'll wait until all the facts come out and that lawmakers have other things they need to work on. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Jazz named a new president today. Jim Olsen will take over the job. He started with the Jazz back in 1994. And third, traffic and weather together brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever and Ricky Meese.
For Davis County drivers, watch for a crash 500 South, 1100 West in West Bountiful. And northbound lanes closed due to a crash and utility work northbound Wall Avenue at 20th Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Third, here is Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A few showers this afternoon, 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, fair is 62 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. President Trump says his call yesterday for China to investigate former Vice President Biden will have no impact on a possible trade agreement.
I'd like to do a trade deal with China, but only if it's a great trade deal for this country. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
His request to have China investigate his political rival is now part of the impeachment inquiry that began when the president made the same request of Ukraine. And then, according to a whistleblower complaint, the White House tried to cover up the record of that phone call. More on the inquiry from ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has until the end of the day to hand over documents related to Ukraine to the three House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Pompeo was subpoenaed last Friday. Representatives Adam Schiff, Elliot Engel, and Elijah Cummings writing to Pompeo, "Your failure or refusal to comply with the subpoena shall constitute evidence of obstruction of the House's impeachment inquiry." Pompeo has accused House Democrats of trying to bully State Department officials. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court today added an abortion rights case to its docket.
The Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to a Louisiana law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Critics said the requirement is costly and could drive the state's three licensed abortion providers out of business. Supporters have said the state has the right to impose regulations meant to ensure safety. This is the first abortion case for the court's new majority of justices appointed by Republican presidents, including President Trump's nominees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 136,000 jobs last month, not quite meeting expectations.
Although the top line number is actually not a great number, when we look underneath the surface, we do see some good things, and I actually think the market thinks this is an okay number.
Ameritrade's J.J. Keenahan, you're listening to ABC News.
And it's time for the KSL In-Depth. The man whose brother was killed by former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger shocked the courtroom and the nation this week when he asked to give Geiger a hug during the sentencing. Brant Jean joined Good Morning America to talk about why he did what he did.
I knew that. I just told her that I forgave her. And with
usual instances, the words only, they mean something, but I felt like that wasn't enough. And that was just my gesture, my decision of letting her know that I truly forgive her. And that was just my way, no one else's way, my decision.
And you
just
said,
my way of letting her know that she is truly forgiven. We don't know if she may commit suicide in the future. We don't know what's going to happen. I just felt like I had to get that point across to her.
And you said that your brother was a kind and compassionate man. So what do you think he would have thought of that moment?
I honestly think he was for it.
And when you two were embracing, it looked as if you were speaking quietly to each other. Can you tell us what was said?
Kind words. I can't say.
And we respect that. And so many, there are some people who are not ready to forgive her. So what can you say to those people who are not ready to forgive Amber Geiger?
Just like each and everyone has steps to get towards actually forgiving. I probably went through those faster than other people. Yeah. Some people went through it faster than me. If you are trying to forgive her, understand that she is a human being. She still deserves love. She made a mistake that she probably truly regrets. So if you want to forgive her, just understand that God forgave you. And I know that every time I ask God for forgiveness, he forgives me. So who am I to not forgive someone who asked? I waited 1 year to hear I'm sorry, and I'm grateful for that. And that's why I forgive her.
Again, that is Brant Jean. He was speaking on Good Morning America. His brother was the one killed by a former Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger. KSL News Time, 12:20. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. And let's take a look at traffic now with KSL News Radio's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You're good to go on the Valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. But in Ogden, they have opened up a left lane of traffic northbound. This is going to be Wall Avenue at 20th Street due to a crash that also affected the power lines in the area. In the South Jordan area, we have a crash. Redwood Road, 104th South. Bernina Sewing Machines at incredible prices. Super Saturday, October 12th at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. 72 months, no interest, and free gifts on select models. Dave's Bernina. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's clouding up a bit in downtown Salt Lake City. Here's Grant Wayman with the 7-day forecast and what you can expect over the next 7 days.
We've got a rain shower today, partly cloudy at 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's a little cooler. High at 60, and then sunshine on Sunday. High temperature 62. It gets warmer next week. Sunshine Monday up to 66. 71 the high Tuesday, and again, lots of sunshine. 65 Wednesday, also mostly sunny. And sunshine Thursday with a high of 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City Fair and 64 degrees here at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Amanda Dixon has a new co-host.
I just love Tim. I met him in 1990.
Longtime KSL anchor Tim Hughes.
I actually trained her on the board 30 years ago.
They're journalists.
When we're interviewing somebody, Tim knows what the next question is because Tim knows the news.
Bottom line, it's Amanda's not just intensity, but her intelligence and her knowledge when it comes to all things politics.
They are friends.
I guess the number one thing everybody asks me is, how much caffeine does that girl drink in the morning?
We can talk news, we can talk kids, we can talk sports. Tim loves basketball as much as I love. He loves basketball more than I love basketball.
I'm excited for the opportunity to be with her. She has really meant a lot, not just to this radio station, but this community.
I've never met anybody who loves Disney more than Tim Hughes.
Introducing Utah's Morning News, now with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Weekdays 5 till 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm Utah Tax Attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
I'm Paul. I'm a contractor. I had a tax problem that was pretty significant. Needed some help with the IRS. I had prepared my taxes for a few years, but when I went to file them, I didn't have any money to pay those taxes. And so I just filed the returns in my drawer and went about my business. And about 3 years went by when I did that. And pretty soon I owed $102,000. And I met with Jordan and we talked about the hole I'd dug myself into. And from start to finish, the process was encouraging, supportive, saved me about $80,000, $102,000 to $22,000. No complaints.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
The relief is immeasurable.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
A flu shot is one of the easiest ways to protect your health, especially when it's free. This year, get your flu shot at your neighborhood Smith's. It's super convenient, and if your insurance plan has a $0 copay, you won't pay anything out of pocket. Plus, there's no appointment needed. So the next time you're shopping at Smith's, stop by the pharmacy and see how easy it is to protect your health with a flu shot. Exclusions may apply. See store for details. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's. Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Smith's, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
KSL News Time now, 12:25, and coming up on Inside Sources, today's guest host is Representative Steve Handy, and Representative Handy is in studio now to let us know what's going on. Steve Handy, what are you going to speak about?
Well, good afternoon. We are going to have so much fun. We're going to co-host today with my friend Amy Donaldson. This is the fourth or fifth time we've done this, and we have got a great lineup. We're going to be talking about Rocky Mountain Power's tremendous announcement yesterday, about moving to a major portfolio in their portfolio to renewable energy, which is really, really tremendous. We're going to talk about that. Also, you heard on Wednesday, Envision Utah talked about their new study about teacher pay, a $60,000 entry level. And we're going to really go down deep in that with one of my very bright legislative colleagues. We're going to also talk about Natalie Gochnauer from the Gardner Institute. She had a piece today in the Deseret News, and I had heard about this last week from her, about five axioms of Utah's changing population. I think you'll like that. Also, Utahns know that our longtime prison at the Point of the Mountain is going to be leaving there in a year or so, and a new prison being built west of the airport. And we're going to have Alan Matheson on, who is the executive director of the Point of the Mountain Commission, Land Authority, and he's going to talk to us about the plans going forward with the Point of the Mountain. So we've got some other things. Maybe we're going to talk about collegiate sports. You heard about the California bill. That's going to be a fun topic.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about, if we have time, nobody cares about this, daylight savings.
So a lot of people care about it, actually.
Join us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much, Representative Steve Handy, along with Amy Donaldson, guest hosting Inside Sources on KSL News Radio from 12:35 to 3 p.m. today. Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 after the hour, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos remains the richest person in America, despite parting with $46 billion over the past year. That's according to Forbes. Microsoft founder Bill Gates comes in second, and they are followed by Warren Buffett. Sounds a little bit familiar. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Volkswagen is in talks with other manufacturers on sharing key electric vehicle technology. The idea is to help cut development costs. VW didn't say what other automakers have been involved. And it's not Taco Tuesday, but it is National Taco Day. There is a national day for everything. This day is National Taco Day. Of course, that means you can find all kinds of freebies and deals at restaurants all over the country. Your money at this moment. Let's see. Share gains by Apple and Merck have led a 285-point rally on the Dow, up 285 points now to 26,488. The S&P 500 is up by 1%. NASDAQ up by 1% to 7,959. Sesame Workshop is developing a new talk show starring Wait for it.
Oh, that's Bert. That's Bert. Maybe Bert feels sad today.
Yes, it's Elmo. The show called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo will have celebrity guests and begins production next month. The episodes will first air on HBO before being made available through PBS. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we will talk again about the issues in Cottonwood. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons this weekend due to mudslide repair. Do stay with us for that.
Hi, I'm Frank Trigg. Being an athlete, professional fighter, and now a stuntman is physically demanding, but right now I feel at the top of my game. After retiring from fighting in my late 30s, I was in pain from old injuries, gained a ton of weight, and lost motivation. At Universal Men's Clinic, I met with Dr. Eric Hockey and learned that men like me with physically demanding or stressful jobs are at risk for low testosterone. My visit got me back on the right track. I started being active again, playing with my kids more, and now I feel better and more focused.
Hi, I'm Dr. Arakaki. If you have an active lifestyle or physically demanding job like first responders or construction workers, know that you're at risk for low T. If you'd like to revive your energy, increase your strength, or improve your performance, we can help.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we have Ricky Meese still in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have a new accident. It's northbound I-15 as you're approaching about 2600 south in the Woods Cross area, but it is out of traffic on the right. Also, the crash in West Bountiful, 500 south at 1100 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And now here's Grant Wayman with the weather.
He's got rain showers today. A high temperature of 64, and we get sunshine tomorrow. It'll be a chilly start for the day tomorrow, but sunshine up to 60 for tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom, and in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. KSL's top local story this hour. The Utah Department of Transportation is warning drivers in Little Cottonwood Canyon that mudslide repairs will create delays. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says crews have a lot of work ahead of them.
The work is quite extensive. This was a storm that we hadn't seen in decades.
He says roads will be down to one lane starting on Monday. Drivers can expect 15-minute delays while crews work Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. UDOT expects the work up Little Cottonwood Canyon to wrap up around Thanksgiving, hopefully prior to the start of ski season. Leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been busy since the last general conference 6 months ago, and they've been led by President Russell M. Nelson, who has been on several trips to meet with members around the world.
And I want our members to know that the restoration is a continuing process. And we have a lot to do before the Lord will come again.
You'll hear more about his busy pace and calls for unity in our special conference report on President Nelson's travels. It airs Sunday at noon in between the sessions. And a reminder, you'll be able to hear all of this weekend's semi-annual general conference sessions right here on KSL News Radio. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump says it is his duty to work with foreign leaders to investigate corruption. This as he continues to face scrutiny during the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Trump continues to insist his calls for foreign governments to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son are not about the campaign.
We are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics.
The president has called on Ukraine and China to investigate the Bidens, but he's provided no evidence of any wrongdoing. Mr. Trump insists he has an obligation to make these demands, but Democrats say this is an abuse of his power. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Your money at this moment. The Dow is up about 1% to 294 points to 26,494. And coming up on KSL News Radio, Inside Sources with Representative Steve Handy and Amy Donaldson. begins at 12:35 through 3 p.m. here on KSL News Radio.